Thank you so much for participating. So first of all, we're not evaluating you in any way, but we're learning about how you like use software or just anything to like practice and learn music, and what works and what doesn't work for you. With this, we're hoping to make our product. So my product is looking at music softwares and music websites, especially for keyboards and guitars. And we're just trying to make it better for other people as well as you, our target audience. There are no right or wrong answers or anything to any of the questions I'm asking in this study. We're simply interested in the understanding how you do a certain thing, I guess, when learning or practicing music.
Okay.
We'll conduct the study mostly as a discussion. So I'll ask you to show me how you do things and ask you questions to better understand like just what you're doing at a certain time. Here's how the session's gonna be scheduled. We'll ask you a few general questions about how you learn music. Then we'll go through some activities that you can do. And then while you're working on those music learning tasks, would like you to just think aloud. So you can be like, I'm doing this and this is why I'm doing it. And then I'll just give us a running like commentary of what's going on in your mind.
Okay.
And then you can talk about things you don't like or things you like about like a certain task. And then feel free to say anything. It really doesn't matter.
Okay.
So we will record a little audio for you so I can go back and review things later and make sure that we get everything right. We will never use your name in conjunction with the recording or the results. And the recording will only be used internally and won't be shared anywhere else. So how does that all sound to you?
That sounds good. Awesome. Be calling me out for not practicing as much as I should, but I'll answer whatever I can.
It's no worries. And do you have any questions at this point?
No, I really don't know what to expect, so let's just get into it.
Okay. So for background questions, so first of all, could you tell me, I guess, a little bit about what you do, how you're related to learning and practicing music?
Sure. So I started playing piano when I was 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I took lessons for about 9 or 10 years, up until the beginning of high school when I stopped taking lessons. But I participated in like marching band, jazz band as a trumpet player,
mm-hmm.
and I played drums in my church's worship group. And so after high school, I played in marching band for like about a year,
mm-hmm.
but then I really stopped like pursuing a lot of music activities like within like a structured school setting. And so practicing really wasn't a part of my daily schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because I didn't have anything to practice for, partly because I didn't have an instrument like a keyboard in my dorm or my apartment to practice with. So, I'm sorry, what was the original question?
Oh yeah, yeah. Could you tell me just a little bit about how you're related to like music and music learning, music practicing?
Yeah. So, my piano teacher always emphasize the importance of practicing. She had these like little books that she would make us like mark in and practiced every day. Obviously, I never got to practice every single day. My work ethic was lacking in that sort of way at times. But when things are important like this, I try to practice every day, like with what Andrew is conducting here for the musical.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, I've taught in some like informal settings. Teaching music and like that's always something you have to preach is you got to practice. And something my band teacher always preached to me as well is like, he's like, you got like all like the skill in the world, but like if you don't practice and you're never going to cultivate that, like it's just like working out like your muscles, like if you don't work out every single day, you're gonna lose that muscle mass, you're gonna lose that buildup, and you're never gonna get anywhere. And I kind of learned that the hard way when we had a musical and I was playing trumpet, and I didn't practice as much as I should. And then so when the time came for the show, I blew my chops out, and so I couldn't like play for like some of the shows because my lips hurt so bad. So that was an important lesson to me that like, okay, I really do need to practice. It's difficult, but like it's something you do have to do. So I guess that's my long answer for that.
Yes. And so I guess we're at a piano right now, but do you play other instruments? You mentioned trumpet, and how much time do you spend on each instrument?
Yeah, well, I don't have my trumpet with me here in college, so I don't play that. I don't practice that anymore.
Yeah.
Piano for this, I try to practice 45 minutes a day on this stuff. And then this is the only instrument I feel confident. Like I can like play this in like actual settings. Drums I play for fun, and I play for my church every Sunday, but church is a very not informal, but like it's very forgiving environment. So it's like if you mess up or you're not perfect, it's like not the end of the world. So I wouldn't practice, I would only practice like during practices because I don't have a drum set at home or anything. Mm-hmm. So I guess a lot of this is boiling down to accessibility of instruments in a way that I don't practice them very often. But now that I have a keyboard in my room, I'm able to practice like when I need to practice something. So that's like, you know, 30, 45 minutes a day.
Absolutely, yes. And so I guess in relation to music learning, so sheet music, learning new pieces, that type of thing, I guess like where do you usually do this? And I guess like, do you use the internet? Do you usually do sheet music? Do you play in groups? You know, that type of thing.
Yeah. I mean, like nowadays when I want to learn something for fun, it'll usually be like some sort of classical piece. I'll just go on iMSLP and download the sheet music on my laptop and like try and like balance it on my keyboard because I don't have a music stand.
Yeah.
So it's like balancing here and just trying to scroll. So that's been like my main mode of learning, you know, practicing for new things. And then obviously like for something like this, you know, you have the music, you know, given to you and you just like go through it and like hit the trouble spots and like, yeah, so it's just like, where do I practice? Like, at my instrument, I don't really know how to answer that question.
Okay, yes, yes, awesome. And so do you think that works? Like, do you have any, I guess, do you like using, you mentioned iMSLP, right?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of using those resources to find music?
Yeah, I think iMSLP is super cool. Mm-hmm. Just like to have that database. I mean, if you think about like, even like, you know, 10, 20 years ago, you would need to go out and like purchase the sheet music and like this database of all these things that you just like, you know, conjure up at the click of a button. But I do think there's also something to be had with physical, you know, paper sheet music that you can't really get from just like looking off of your laptop screen. One, it's like, it's easier to look at a piece of paper. You can mark on it. I don't know, it feels good to flip the page sometimes. So I like the accessibility of it, but if I really want to learn something and like dedicate time to it, I would print it out and then like do it from there, which you can do via iMSLP and other like sort of, you know, sheet music databases. Yeah. So,
and then just on the topic of, I guess you mentioned drums, I'm wondering, when you were learning drums, like drum techniques, drum sheet music and stuff, do you also use iMSLP or do you use other?
I never used sheet music as a drummer. Like all the drum techniques I learned, well, I did take like percussion like workshops in the past and like we would use sheet music there. But like as far as like playing in my church, it was kit. So we'd play and like I wouldn't use sheet music. I'd just like go off of feel. And that's how I learned, was off of feel for drums specifically. Mm-hmm. So in that regard, sheet music didn't really help me. And like even if you put like a drum sheet in front of me, like I don't know how well I could read it. I took drum lessons, like I took maybe like one or two drum lessons when I was like, oh, this is kind of fun, let me like see what else I can learn. And then he showed me some sheet music and I'm like, oh man, this is kind of tough, like the technicality of it is hard for me. Mm-hmm. So like I could pass by in the settings I played drums in based on just like feel alone. So I didn't really use sheet music for that.
Okay, yeah. And then you mentioned taking drum lessons, right? So did they use any, I guess, tools, digital tools or anything, or was it just
a book? Not really. It was like, here's some sheet music, take this. And then we were like, no, I don't think there was any. It was very informal.
Okay, yeah.
It was a long time ago though, too, so I can't really remember all the details of it. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
Well, I guess in terms of also, you play at your church, right? So when you play gospel music, I guess, for services and stuff. Mm-hmm. Where do you kind of get the, what drums to play at a certain time? Like, do you just do it based on what you envision, or is there like a guideline?
Well, for, oh my God, there's a bird in here. sorry, that's very distracting. For like the more like contemporary pieces that we would play, or like the gospel pieces that we would play, I'd listen to like recordings and like, my brother was usually in charge of like the music, like, you know, music arrangement and stuff like that. So he'd just be like, he'd like mark it out on like a lead sheet, like, all right, you should come in here, like listen to the recording here, this is how you should do it. But for pieces where like we would take like, you know, traditional hymns and turn those into like sort of like, not rock, but like, you know, add a beat to them, that would be completely off of feel. But as far as, yeah, like pieces that were pre-arranged, I would listen to recordings beforehand, mm-hmm. And try and emulate what the drummer was doing in those.
And then, so where do you typically get those recordings? On YouTube?
YouTube, yeah.
YouTube, awesome. Okay. So I guess we can transition now into the activities, okay?
Okay.
So the first will be, oh yeah, and do you mind if I take like pictures of what you're doing? Okay, okay. So the first is, could you show me how you play or like interact with your music? So I guess using your sheet music, like how do you approach a piece of music? How do you like annotate it? That type of thing.
Like when I first get a piece of music?
Yeah.
Okay. And this one's kind of weird because there's so much going on because this is the fifth score Andrew has. So it's like, it's very hard to read. The first thing I did for this was listen to the Broadway cast recording. Okay. And I found that it actually matches up pretty well with this specifically. And so I listened through it once. I was like at the piano. I was trying to like, you know, hear it in my head. And then I'm like, okay, well, that's too fast, obviously, for me to just play it out for the first time. And so I actually, for this, looked a lot at, they give the chord markings here. And so that helps me with sight reading actually quite a bit. And that like, when I'm just trying to like go through it, like I might not play this perfectly, but it's like, okay, that's G, that's F, that's E minor, D. It's like walking down. And so that's easy for me to conceptualize. And from there I can be like, okay, so like that, I don't know how to explain it, but it sort of like scaffolds like what I'm looking at on the page. Yeah. And so it's like, it's not as much like, okay, what is this specific note? What's this? It's like, okay, that's probably a G chord, right? Mm-hmm. And then, so that makes that easy for me. If I'm looking at like a piece of classical music, obviously like these are not annotated for you. So that would be, I'm trying to figure out my process for that. It's been a while. Let me see if I can think of anything else I did. And then if things aren't notated, like sometimes I have difficulty reading like ledger lines below the staff here in the treble clef. So like I might like write out a note, you know, like I don't have a specific example. I don't have a specific example, but like I'll be like, okay, that bottom note's like an F or whatever. So like that like allows me to put this through my hands better. Just I want to know that I'm not like a very good musician in any way. So a lot of this is like very juvenile and not, and but it like works for me. And then like I'll write in specific fingerings for things that are tricky, like long 16th note passages. Trying to figure out what else to say. Do you have any specific questions about how I would approach something?
Yeah, so I'm interested in, I guess you mentioned the chords, right? Mm-hmm. And so how they're not necessarily usually in English music, mm-hmm. right? And so could you describe like the ways in which, maybe like how you learned chords in the first place, how you start to associate like G flat with like something?
Yeah, that bird's crazy. That's a good question. I guess it started with music theory.
I don't want you to be like too
obviously. I took music theory, you know, with my piano teacher as she was. I did appreciate that a lot. It wasn't like Suzuki method where like, you know, fingers go here and just play these notes. It was like, okay, let's like talk about like what chords are and like to get the, and then from there, I did play piano a little bit in my like my church bands, and then like that was obviously just like pretty much all lead sheet. So like you had to learn the chords, and then just like, you know, talking with my friends who were like into jazz music, and like they would teach me like chords, voicings, and things like that. And then my dad is also a piano player, and he would teach me like different, you know, what these different notations mean. And so that was pretty formative for me, I think. So I guess it's just over time you get a feel of what it is.
Yeah, do you think that method to learn music theory was really helpful? Like, would you have done it any other way, I guess?
To start out with as a kid, no. There was like a specific book. I don't think I could point you to the specific book, but we just went through that. They're like, it's like, here's the lesson at the beginning of the book, and then here's some like worksheets to go like okay, so like next week, like make sure you like do this worksheet, you know, you write out these, you know, smooth voice leadings or whatever, and like talk about first inversion, second inversion, third inversion, things like that. And then we come back next week and talk about it, and we'd like do a theory thing like every, it was like every other week or every month or so. And so that was, as a kid, that was very easy to digest, very easy to learn. I do think like going farther in, you know, as I grew up in like middle school and high school, I kept at that theory because there are still things in chords, and like there's obviously so much theory stuff that I just don't understand. I never got to that advanced level of doing things because I transitioned more to playing trumpet and drums rather than piano, like in high school, when like we were doing things in jazz band and things like that. So like a lot of jazz chords were still a little bit of my, above my pay grade. So I guess I like, looking back in hindsight, I wish I like kept on that and like kept, you know, growing that skill.
Yeah. And then I'm also curious, so you have lyrics on the sheet music,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So how does that help you or hurt you or aid you? And yeah.
Well, for playing in pit, I think it helps me. I'll actually like sometimes like sing along while I'm playing as well.
Yeah.
That comes in handy later on when we're in, you know, when we're in Sitz Pro, when we're actually like doing run-throughs of the show. That's really helpful because like it doesn't throw me off when like, oh god, we got to introduce another like element. You know, this is like, I do thrive off of like predictability and knowing what's going to happen. And so like having that is really good. And like also having a melody line here instead of just like, okay, what do these chords mean out of context? Like, doesn't really make any sense. Like, this provides the context, I guess, for me, that helps me, like, okay, like the B flat to the G7 to the C7, that makes sense, like, in the context of the melody line. And so, just all of these things combined together make it easier to, A, like, sight read at the beginning, and B, when the time comes to, like, actually do performances, like, help me, like, you know, figure out, okay, like, this is fun. I like doing this.
And then I think you mentioned playing with recordings, right?
Well. Yeah.
And then so you do use YouTube, I guess, for that?
I found the album, the Broadway recording on Spotify for this one. It is nice. I mean, my dad would always be like, you should like go on YouTube, you should slow things down, because YouTube has like the slow down to 0.5 speed option. And he would use that a lot when he was like transcribing things. He would always slow down the point by saying, oh, what's that specific chord you need? And he had this like, he actually had this software, I remember when I was growing up. Like he could like, you know, isolate a certain chord and just like play it over and over again, and like slow down. So he could like pick out the specific like, you know, voicing that this jazz piano player is playing or whatever. And he always like touted that like, oh, you should always do this. You should. And so like, I think YouTube is helpful in that way, because I don't think Spotify has a slowdown feature. But for like this specifically, I used Spotify.
Awesome. And then the other activity I wanted y'all to do is, so I guess right now you have prescribed pieces, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess when you're picking out new songs to play, like in general, maybe for drums or anything like that, or maybe if you're flipping through this book and you're like, oh, this song looks really fun or something like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
Kind of how do you pick those songs to play, or what songs look fun?
What songs look fun? It's an interesting question. I think a lot of it comes from, I don't know, just like either your friends, like, I listen to this song, oh, that's cool, or like, I'll like really enjoy a song I hear and then like, that has like a cool beat, and I'm like, oh, I kind of want to emulate that on drums. Like, just like, I think the more you try to emulate people that have done things in the past, like the better you get it, you know, the more you can add to your repertoire and things like that.
Yeah.
A lot of it comes from just like, oh, you should listen to this. Okay, oh, that's cool. I want to learn that too. Or, like, my friend's like, oh, I'm learning this piece. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Let me pick that up. Like, he's like, oh, like, I'm practicing the lark. I'm like, oh, that's very interesting. Like, let me look that up. And just like, oh, this is either like too hard for me, or like, I'm not interested in this thing. You go on to the next thing.
Yeah.
As far as like looking for this book, I don't know. I was attracted to this song because it's very gospel-y. That was fun. I don't know. It's a good question. I haven't really thought about that. I'll have to think a little bit more about that. Maybe I'll have an answer for you later on today.
Yeah. And so you mentioned like your friends, you know, recommending music, right? And
mm-hmm.
so what types of ways in which is it like communicated? Like, is it mostly through voice, like hanging out with a friend like in person and then being like, oh, you should play this, or
yeah, something like sometimes like that. Sometimes I'll walk in because my friends upstairs in our apartment, they also have a keyboard, so they'll be playing something. I'm like, oh, what is that? And they'll have their sheet music on there. Like, oh, that's cool. And like, it won't even be like, oh, you should play this, this is awesome. It'd be like me thinking, oh my God, that's kind of cool. And same like when I was growing up with my brother, because he was also taking piano lessons at the time. He would be, you know, he'd be learning a song. And he was like a couple, you know, skill levels above me or whatever, because he was 2 years older than me. And be like, oh, like in the future, like I want to play that song because that's cool. And like my piano teacher specifically, she'd have a very specific like repertoire of songs, you know, catalog that she'd choose from and give to her students. And so like it was kind of expected, like, okay, once you reach this level, like you'll be able to learn, you know, Rondo Alturca, or you'll be able to learn whatever. Yeah. And then like I think growing up, my goal at the end of like when I was like gonna be done taking lessons for her was to like learn Hungarian Rhapsody by Liszt. And so like I don't know why it was a Tom and Jerry cartoon. My dad showed me that cartoon. Oh, this is hilarious. And like, I love this song. It's so fun. It's like, oh man, I need to learn this. And so like, once I got to that level, she's like, okay, we can finally learn it. And I got to play that. So like, that was cartoon exposure, which is kind of interesting. I don't know how applicable that is to other things. But.
Yeah. Do you ever hear of like what your friends play through like the internet, social media, or mostly again?
Yeah, social media. I'd say so. Internet, social media, to an extent. I know growing up, you know, look, and then sometimes, you know, you'll be browsing your like Explore page or whatever on Instagram or whatever, and you'll see like a really good piano player, you know, playing some cool piece, and you're like, oh, what is that? So like, you look in the comment sections, like, see if anyone's talking about it, or sometimes just put in the description, and then you can like go find that or whatever. So yeah, I think social media does play a role, and I've definitely like been interested in pieces that I've seen, you know, originally just like on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or something, or Reddit.
Yeah. And so do you think like social media and stuff, has that improved your range of music that you've been exposed to, or do you think it's been pretty within the same genres, same composers?
I don't think it's been restricting in any way. If anything, it's expanded things. I deleted TikTok a long time ago, but like in the brief time that I was on it, it's like, you know, sometimes your For You page where it gets like cultivated to be like, oh yeah, here's like jazz, and then they'll be like, oh, like try this you know, progression at home. It's like, oh, that's kind of fun. Like, and so like those things are kind of cool. Obviously like the algorithm could work the other way in that it's like, okay, now you're only listening to this one person, like, and like then it's like restrictive. But I don't think that that's been a problem for me. I think it's mostly been more enlightening than restricting.
And so if whenever like you see that on social media and in the internet versus when like you hear someone play it live or your friend is playing it, do you prefer, or does one of them kind of give a piece of music more allure, like you're like, ooh, you're more likely to like try something out if you see it?
I don't think more likely to try something out. Obviously, it's better to hear things in person, just, you know, acoustically, and like experientially. But like as far as like me thinking, oh, I want to learn this piece, I don't think it makes a difference between like hearing it in person or hearing it, you know, on your through your AirPods, you know. So
yeah. And then just a couple of questions about like problems that you've had when doing music learning, right? So have you had any problems or like, I don't know, issues whenever you learn music? Like, is music all like accessible? Do you feel like, you know, there's enough resources on the internet or in person or through school to like help you get by?
I think there are. YouTube's pretty impressive. And if like, you wanna like I've tried to like pick up guitar in the past, but like there's just like so many lessons on YouTube with like, from people that want to teach you how to play the guitar, people that want to teach you how to play the piano. And so like in that regard, I think it's like there are enough resources where like if you want to learn something, you can do it. This is just difficulties like accessibility wise.
Yeah, just anything that you can come up with.
I don't know. Let me think. I guess, like, I don't know. This is, like, very minor, but, like, IMSLP, like, covers all, like, the classical music you could possibly imagine. But if you wanted to learn, like, if a kid wanted to, like, look up, you know, how to play their favorite pop song, it's a little harder to get to see something. Like, you can, like, look up the chords on guitar tabs or whatever, but, like, sometimes kids don't know how to read chords, you know, and they want to, like, look at the actual sheet music. And sometimes those are a little harder to find. I mean, they're online. You gotta buy them, which is, like, not the worst thing in the world. But, I don't know. I think generally, like, the internet is improving and, like, providing these resources. And, like, as far as in-person, you know, being on UCLA, there's plenty of people that are willing to teach you how to do things. Yeah. So I feel pretty lucky in that regard.
Yeah, you bring up a really good point, like, the guitar. So you mentioned you tried to play guitar, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And guitar tabs. So what was your experience, number one, learning guitar? Did something cause you to, like, stop? And then, I guess, guitar tabs, like, what's your...
Yeah, well, like, I started playing, like, the ukulele when I, like, went to Hawaii when I was in, like, sixth grade or whatever, and, like, that was the first time I'd ever, like, worked with, like, a, you know, string instrument, like a guitar ukulele or anything, like, that's strummed, and so that kind of sparked my interest, and from there, I downloaded guitar tabs on my phone for, like, $5, and, like, I was able to, like, learn chords on ukulele through that, because I had the fingerings and everything, which is, like, super cool. And then it was like during quarantine, my dad got a new guitar, and so he gave me his old one. And I was like, okay, I might as well just, like, you know, I'm bored, I'm stuck in the house, gotta learn something. And so, like, my hands, like, aren't big enough for his guitar, so that was, like, the first initial struggle. And so I know basic chords now, and I still play every so often on my roommate's guitar. I don't have one of my own here at UCLA. But, like, I think mostly, like, guitar tabs is, like, actually, like, fairly reliable for, like, you know, basic pop songs and things like that. Obviously, if you're going to more complex stuff, you need to graduate from guitar tabs. But I think it's a very good launching off point for, you know, beginner people that want to, like, learn how to do these things, and, like, learn these various chords. And, like, just want to, like, you know, sit around a campfire and play pop songs with their friends. I think it's, like, that's a cool thing.
Yeah, and so which services did you use? So you mentioned, so for guitar tabs, do you remember, like, the specific websites that you bought the guitar tabs from?
It was, like, Ultimate Guitar Tabs, I think. I think it's the one I still have on my phone right now. Okay. That was the main one. I think pretty much solely that for most things. Because they had the feature to, like, transpose, which was, like, I found to be helpful. Because, like, I didn't have a capo for a while. And so I was, like, if this is, like, okay, capo 2, I just be like, okay, let me just push this up to, you know, 2 half steps. And then play the actual chords. So that was cool. And they have pro tabs on there that, like, you can, like, you can play along with a track and, like, slow it down. And, like, that was actually a pretty cool feature that I didn't use too much, but, like, it was there if I needed to. So it was mainly Ultimate Guitar Tabs, I think.
And then was there any problems with that website or using guitar tabs? Like, was it difficult for you at first, or do you feel like...
There are some options that, like, you need to, like, pay to upgrade to, which is, like, annoying. Yeah. They should just, like, give you that from the outset. I already paid you $6. Like, don't take any more of my money. I mean, the rater, like, system of, like, whether or not a tab is good was sometimes misleading, because, like, someone's like, oh, this tab got 4.5 out of 5 stars, must be good, and, like, I, like, look at it, and, like, this is not correct, like, something is wrong, like, these are, like, that is not an E chord there, like, so that's, I don't know what you're talking about. So, like, those were some problems. Like, I don't know how, like, I guess reliability was sometimes a crapshoot. Other than that, you know, no, just the, you know, pay to play, and the sometimes iffy, you know, consistency.
And so I'm also wondering, so is what's kind of the reasons why, I guess, you're not playing guitar right now? Is it just the lack of instrument, or is there something else that...
I mean, it was just for fun, and, like, it's not like I've given up, you know, I will still pick up the guitar, and I will still play, like, basic songs, but... you know, busy with other things, you know, being, I don't know, it's hard to get an instrument off the ground, you know, like, as far as, like, skill-wise, and sometimes it gets frustrating, like, oh my god, like, my hands are never gonna be big enough, I'm never gonna do this, and I'll just, like, stop playing for, like, a week, and I'll come back to it. It's, like, it's a lack of consistency on my part, mm-hmm. as well as just like being busy with other things. But it's like not that, and that's not for a lack of not wanting to learn. It's just like, yeah, okay. Got other things to do.
Yeah. And then have you ever played guitar like in a group, or has it mostly been?
No, just solo stuff.
Okay, awesome. So I guess we can start wrapping up. So first, this is really like a hypothetical question. So if you could create a magical tool that could allow you to learn music however you wanted, so you could pick genres, you can pick like the mode of instruction, you know, that type of thing. What would such a tool be if you can think of something?
Oh my gosh. Wow, that's a deeply creative conceptual question that I don't have brain cells to process. Any tool to help learn something. I don't know, I think it'd be kind of fun, you know, like, oh, I want to learn this piece. You pull it up, here's the sheet. And like, if you want to hear a specific section, I guess there might even be things like this out there, but like, if you want to hear a specific section, you can like, can you, like play this at this speed. Boom, 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 boom. Like, now you try it, boom. Like, and then like a metronome click will like happen or whatever. And like, you like play along, you can repeat that, you can move on to the next section. And like, maybe even like, you know, tips from like, you know, professionals, like, you know, like little comments that can pop up, like, oh, like here's like a technique, like how you can like play this, like, you know, this fingering's a little tricky, so like maybe you should try this instead. I think that'd be kind of cool. And then, I don't know. I'm trying to think of other genres other than classical that could be helpful. I don't know. That's a hard question. I might come up with an answer during this.
Yes, no,
next 3 hours. We'll see.
Awesome. And then I guess the last one is like, I've been asking you a lot of questions. Do you have anything to ask me or just anything?
So are you designing something?
Yeah, so my goal is to design or redesign Ultimate Guitar.
Oh, really? Interesting.
It was awesome that you brought it up. But I know it has like stuff for keyboard, it has ukulele, it has guitar, so I've been trying to gain some insight into how people use or learn music, I guess.
Okay.
Those instruments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, anything else?
No, I think I'm good. I need a drink of water.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I think I didn't get your name at the beginning. What's your name?
My name's Andrew.
Andrew
Moon, yeah. Okay. His mom's been, I don't want to reveal that information on. I'm sorry. I'm disclosing personal information.
Oh, no.
I'm Andrew.
Okay. But yeah, so thank you so much for your time. I'll let y'all
no
get
problem.
Ready.
No problem.
People are starting to play now. but yeah, so again, I will just record this and then use it in my briefings and all
sure.
that stuff. But your name won't be associated.
No worries, with no worries.
Awesome.
I was of some help.
Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
No problem.